It's the guy Gioli, and welcome back to the Dream Team Manifest. I'm your host. As always, we're gonna thank the creator for allowing us to be in a space where I could say something to you that hopefully will resonate with you, and you could put it under your weave, your wig, you could put it in your basketball shorts, and you could take it with you. And if not, you can throw it in the nearest recycling bin if it's plastic. And if it's trash, give it to the trash man personally. You know what I mean? So we thanking the creator and the dreamer for allowing us to be in this space. So look. All right. Today I'm going to be talking about something real tricky, right? Something called expectations. Expectations, when you're dealing with the universe, is a real tricky topic because you should expect things. You should expect things from the universe. But you got to do it in a particular way where you're not setting yourself up to be, to feel a way about it. Because the only time people actually feel let down is when they have expectations. So let me get into it. All right. You are your own individual self, a cell within the body of God. You got a role. It's a very important role. And at the same time, there are other trillions of cells that have also an important role, an equally important role, right? So when you're dealing with expectations, nothing wrong with expectations as it pertains to the universe. But when you start talking about when, where, how, now you're getting into a whole nother realm where you probably shouldn't be. Because the only time you could say when, where, and how is if you make up the world. Like, for instance, when you making up the world of like a comic. Let's say you making a comic book or like a movie script or something like that. You control that entire world. So in your world, things can happen on your timeline exactly the moment that you want it to happen because you control that entire world. But in this world, you have control over yourself. So now you got to imagine being a character within a world. What can a character do within a world? What type of power do a character hold within a script or a screenplay versus the power that the director hold versus the power that the creator of that idea, the writers, what power do an actual character have? They just got to play their part. So when you start making up the when, where, and how, that ain't gonna happen. What you can do is say the what. The what, you fully can say that. I'm going to do such and such. I'm going to be this person. You can say that. The what, but the when, the where, the how. See, will is not about when. That's ambition. Will is not about where. That's circumstantial. Will is not about how, because it don't care how it get to where it's going. Will don't have that type of ego. That's your ego mixed with the will. The will is the vehicle for the soul. So the soul is the will's. The will is the soul's vehicle for manifestation. All the soul is trying to do is see itself out loud, like see itself back as it would feel comfortable seeing itself. Like the soul is like basically like how you know what you are, and somebody got you fucked up. Like the universe got the soul fucked up, and the soul is on a mission to show the universe, nah, I am what I am. Now, You are also a universe. So the soul is trying to show itself, itself, is what I'm trying to say. The soul is trying to show itself, itself. So it don't have those kind of mental games that we play with ourselves. Not pure will. Don't have the type of mental games that we play with ourselves. No, I got to do it this way. I got to have it this time. No, it's just your soul has urges. Those urges come from its grand purpose. And then it pull on you to move in that direction. But if the soul start thinking about when and all this other stuff, it will have issues. It will have problems that souls don't have. See, souls don't. You put that on the soul. Like, you put the angst on the soul. You put the anxiety on the soul. And it's bad for your body and it's bad for your mind. You can tell because this is a big part of the way people develop mental and physical diseases. It's by putting their own twist on what the will is imposing instead of moving with it. So you get in your mind about the will, and then things get a little weird. But I don't want to go too far off topic. I just say that to say, God got a lot of children. Let's put it like that, right? You got 1, 2, maybe 3, maybe even 7, 8. Maybe you even have 25 children. Let's say you have 25, 26 children. That's unmanageable. On a day-to-day basis, if you had 25, 26 children, that's, how can you deal with all this? Like, how can you deal with every one of them coming to you all day, every day? Because every time you make a move, that's what's happening with the universe. The universe is, like, you know, moving for you every time you move. Just like your mom moving for you every time you move. You 7 years old, you might fall off the slide. Your mom got to come pick you up. Even if you're over there minding your business, you still under parental guidance. So that parent will have to monitor you all day, every day. And the universe is monitoring you all day, every day. Now imagine having, I don't even know if this is a true number, but they say it's 7 billion people in the world. And they all have their own will, and they all have their own purpose, and they all have their own soul, and they all trying to manifest that or find it or be in some, just try to get in sync with it somehow. And the universe got to manage all these things. So if you got 5 children, the third one is hungry, the first one is tired, the fifth one is restless, the fourth one is doing something inappropriate, and the second one just want to be all up under you. Those things are going to have to get done in the order that they get done, period. Somebody's going to have to wait in line. Somebody's going to have to be like, look, you have to tell the fifth one, look, stop shaking your leg, man. You're looking, you're restless. You're fucking up the energy in here. Relax. You, the first one, you sleepy, go to bed. You said you hungry, you wait. Your stuff on the stove. You. Because it can't all happen for everybody at one time, especially with indoctrinated people who 95% of the world wants the exact same thing. So now you really got to wait in line. You want the exact same thing, right? You're using the exact same channels to try to get it. Because also, a large portion of the world is religious. And when you're religious, you're calling on the same exact types of energies to help you. Everybody who's like a regular, like, hood Christian is calling on Jesus all day, every day. Everybody that's a Jehovah's Witness calling on Jehovah all day, every day. Everybody's a Muslim calling on Allah all day, every day. Buddha, this one, Shiva, that one, like, all day, every day, through the same exact channels. You know how it is when you trying to get through to a line that a lot of other people is trying to get through to at the same time. You got to keep calling. It's going to be busy. When you get through, you ain't going to get through. They're going to say, hold on. You got to talk to a representative. This, that, and the third. You got to say, yo, this my trick. I always say, give me, what you call that shit? I always say, give me corporate. When you say, yo, I got a trick for you. When you say, let me talk to corporate, they going to change their whole pitch. If you call and you spent $26 on some shit and you trying to get your money back, $26, I don't know why that came. If you spent $26 on some shit and you trying to get the money back, just tell whoever the representative you're talking to, tell them that you want to talk to corporate. They going to say, all right, here, whatever you want. I'm telling you, it works every time. Yo, can I speak to corporate? Every time it works. So you got to go through all that just to get through to these lines and these channels, because it all relates back to like one source. So it's fucking busy. Now, let's picture God being like God in the Bible for shits and giggles. Just for the purpose of this conversation. Not a conversation, because y'all actually not talking back to me. So I mean, for the purpose of this lecture, right? God is Almighty God in the Bible, right? God can make anything happen, right? But even God in the Bible still has a process. Like, God in the Bible never just made people disappear. Like, when it was the great flood, he flooded the shit. But the nigga could have just snapped his finger and made motherfuckers disappear. Why is that? Why is God, oh my gosh, this really, you should get a pen and paper. Why is God not snapping its fingers and making things happen? Why, when God want to flood the earth, it don't just make the people disappear? Why do it got to flood the earth? When God want to change the direction of the entire earth, why don't it just talk to motherfuckers? Or why don't it just snap his finger and it happen? Why would God send Jesus here to earth to spread the word? Why couldn't he just put the word in everybody's ear at one time? God, if you think of God in the Bible, is like sitting above everybody. Like, God would have the ultimate megaphone. So why the fuck wouldn't it use it? I'm going to tell you why. Because even God got to play by the rules of the matrix, inside the matrix. God still has to follow its own rules in the universe that it made. So God is moving like we moving. Macro, micro. If we have to go through a process for anything to happen, God has to go through a process for anything to happen. So you putting in your bid with God, and God is processing. God is buffering. You know how a computer do. We know that. If we getting on a deeper level, we know that the God in the Bible is the Tetragrammaton. We know it's the YHVH. It's the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. It's the Yahovah. It's the Yahweh. It's the Allah. It's the Adonai. Right? So when you look at the Tetragrammaton, that shape encompasses all shapes. But it's still shapes within that shape. Meaning, if it want to get something done, it got to go through the individual shapes. It can't just, and everything happen. No, God has to follow its own rules, even in its own universe. So you're calling through channels that everybody is calling through religious channels. And you got to wait your turn. Like, that's why I say God works in mysterious ways. God, you, the timing of God, da 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 da. Because how in the world can you tell your mom what to do when your mom got the responsibility of handling everybody? It just don't work that way. Your mom is just going to tell you to relax, go sit in the corner, and you get it when you get it. And so when you talk about entitlement from the universe, you could feel entitled to whatever you want to feel entitled to. You could fucking claim whatever you want to claim, and you're going to get it. But anything other than that, that's not your, you out of your jurisdiction. You out of your jurisdiction. Once you call your mom or your dad or whatever, you get in contact with your mom or your dad when you're younger, you put in your bid. You tell them exactly what you want, right? And then they, on their time, will get to it. Same thing with the universe. The universe, on its time, will get to you. Because everybody is their universe. Everybody has a universe. And they're all manifesting things in their universe. And that stuff is changing constantly. And the universe has to change with those things. We shift in the universe, and the universe is shifting us all at the same time. It's all happening simultaneously. So it's readjusting for everybody 7 billion times all the time. It ain't just 7 billion. Because it's not just us. It's trees. It's the wind, it's fucking dirt, it's fucking, you know what I mean? So, it's cool to say, I expect this. But the delivery man is going to come when he come. That's it. The shit is not dominoes. It ain't, matter of fact, let's say it is dominoes. Even dominoes be like, yo, 15 minutes we'll be there, 30 minutes we'll be there, some shit like that, or your pizza is free, something like that. You get a refund if they late. That still don't say that they're going to show up on time. That just say if we don't show up on time, we're going to give you extra. And the universe work like that too. Because when you feel like you should get something and it don't come for a long time and you know you're deserving of it, when you get it, it's bigger than you thought it would be. Oh, shit. I got the pizza and it's free? Yeah, I'll wait the 45 minutes. Fuck it. Better than paying. Oh, shit. I thought I just wanted to be Oprah. I ain't. Shit, I'm bigger than Oprah. Whatever it is. You know what I mean? Because everybody want to be fucking Oprah and Obama and all these people. So I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. But, yeah. That's about it, man. That's about it. I ain't going to get too deep. I'm going to start doing these hour, 2 hour, 3 hour joints. But, you know, everything is timing. Everything is timing. And this is my last one I'm doing just to be totally transparent, the phone, like, you know, I sit in a quiet place, I grab my phone but the people deserve to hear my voice in its full quality. I have a very quality voice and it deserves to be presented in all of its glory. So I'm be using my, you know, professional mic and all that shit from now on. So if I don't, just remind me, but that's my intention, to use my like professional mic and all that. But this has been a good joint, man. And if you listen, if you hear the sound of my voice, I'm not just lecturing the lecture. We can build anytime. We can build anytime. This not me talking to you and you can't talk back. If you want to holler, holler. If not, just keep enjoying. And I love y'all, man. We going bigger and better every single time. It's more and more users every single time. So I know y'all sharing it every single time. And I fuck with that. And it's the God G Holy, man. We out of here.